For the past 5 years, JAG Productions, a Black-owned Vermont and New York City-based theater company, has invited a group of theater artists to Vermont in the middle of winter to develop new work. The event is called JAGFest. The new pieces are rehearsed, workshopped, and get a staged reading for the public. But this year, as with so many things, an in-person workshop and festival isn't possible. But the producers of the festival have adapted, and this year's iteration of JAGFest is a series of radio plays, all based around the theme love stories. So instead of watching actors on stage, audiences can put on their headphones and listen to scenes like the one we're about to hear from a play called Landbreakers, written by Azure D. Osborne Lee. This scene takes place in a small farmhouse just south of the Canadian border, featuring the characters Auntie, played by Justin Sams, and Apogee, a young Black woman who's newly married to Auntie's nephew, played by Tiggist Helen Schmidt.
That you, Apogee?
Yes.
What you doing here another night, gal?
Apogee shrugs.
If you're talking with your body again, you know I can't hear that.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, be heard.
Apogee squirms.
So, what you doing here again? You don't like your new house?
Apogee shrugs again, then catches herself.
It ain't that I don't like it. It's nice and all. It's just that, well, I don't know it none.
And for more about this year's audio JAGFest, I spoke to the producers of the festival, Jarvis Antonio Green and Raven Cassell, and they first explained what the event has looked like in past years.
It's a week-long festival, 30 to 50 artists like descend on White River Junction, Vermont, and then they begin this sort of like incubation process to start developing these new plays. And during that week, it's a really cool opportunity for community engagement. So folks get to kind of engage with the artists through a series of like panel conversations or various different events throughout the week. And then it culminates into stage readings, 4 to 5 stage readings over the weekend. And then from those readings, there's like a panel conversation afterwards to kind of give the playwrights sort of feedback. And oftentimes the playwrights and artists kind of go back to New York City invigorated, excited. They continue to develop the work. But JAGFest is generally like a place where they can begin the process of generating these new ideas.
As a participant in JAGFest, I think a huge component that I've experienced is like the community aspect and the isolation that happens, because when we're working in New York City, oftentimes we're theater artists, but we're, you know, working a day job and we're doing that at night. That week that we're at JAGFest, I remember the excitement and the like gratitude I had to like feel like just a theater artist, where, you know, every day that was the work I went to.
Yeah. Well, so adapting theater to a virtual format is a challenge. So I'm curious how you decided to go with radio plays this year as opposed to something, say, with a video component.
You know, I've been kind of going back and forth with this whole, like, you know, Zoom plays, Zoom readings, never really feeling super excited about the idea of producing virtual plays. And so Raven and I were working on a project last fall called the Black Joy Project. So while we were sort of working on the project, I was like letting her know that, like, you know, I'm going back and I'm going to be working on JAGFest, and I'm really sort of like dragging my feet of like, how are we going to produce it this year? Raven came up with this idea with me to kind of do audio plays. And I think it has a lot to do with this new platform that is being tested right now called Clubhouse. And I'll let you take it from here, Raven.
I think I engaged with the Zoom plays, and it was, you know, there were interesting things being done there, but I still, you know, wasn't excited by them so much. Also, I thought radio plays was a form that we would be turning back to, as opposed to like forward to a new thing. I thought it'd be interesting to like see how we could use all that we've learned over the decades of like, you know, evolution beyond the radio. and see what could happen, you know, if we were to turn back and use that format again. Yeah, it was a challenge not to be able to have visual, you know, and what would that bring? What would that invite into the playmaking space? And I thought Clubhouse was interesting as well because it was live. I thought that energy could be captured on Clubhouse because there was that live component and there was that audience response component, which is, you know, integral for JAG as it's a process-based workshop kind of festival. I thought it'd be really interesting to be able to have folks respond in real time.
I want to talk about this year's theme of the festival, love stories. How and why did you choose that theme?
I think it felt like the most appropriate thing to do. Like, I think this year has been, this past year has been a very rough and isolated year. And I think to indulge in love in whatever that may look like, because it's a very broad theme. I'm also a playwright on the project. So I wanted to invite myself into that space. And I wanted to, I think I come from my producing space usually comes from like the artist self. So I think about, you know, what do I as the artist want to experience and what, you know, could be a really useful healing experience. And you know, I think love is has always healed. And I think, you know, when we are intentional about being in that space, we can create our own magic. We can conjure, you know, what it is, because we kind of know what we need to heal. And so I think JAG Fest has historically, since, you know, I've been a part of it and, you know, looking at the past years and the work that has come from it, it's usually change-making artists who are thinking about healing.
Well, Jarvis Green and Raven Cassell are the co-producers of JAGFest 5.0. It's a series of radio plays this year, which will be available on podcast platforms on Friday. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you so much.